Thanks to the grace of the Lord, we can come to the fourth day of the NYTS.
我们很感谢主的恩典，使我们能够平安地进入青年神学班的第四天。
How many of you truly have tasted the sweetness of the prayer?
在座我们哪一位是真正有感受到祷告的喜乐呢？
Please raise your hand.
请举手。
It's less than half, about not too many people yet.
我们可以看到还不是有非常多的人，还没有过半数。
I think there's a secret that we can pay attention in our prayer.
我想在祷告当中有一个秘诀我们可以学习的。
That is we shall talk to God.
就是在祷告当中我们要和神说话。
Like Moses talk to God face to face.
就像摩西和神面对面说话一般。
A lot of time in your prayer you can ask God many questions.
有时候在我们祷告当中我们可以向神问许多的问题。
At the same time, it's very interesting. God will inspire you with the answer.
而也非常奇妙的，常常神会借着祷告将答案显示给我们。
And sometimes God will lead you to pray for a certain event that you never thought of before.
甚至于有时候神会带领你为一些你从来没有想过的事情来代祷。
So praying to God is to talk to God.
所以我们向神祷告也就是和神说话。
So hopefully, we can all pray in depth in the near future.
所以在这里很希望我们在接下来的祷告当中都能够进入深处的祷告。
We mentioned about David attack Zion and live in Zion and fight for Zion.
我们有说过大卫为了住在锡安并且为了锡安征战。
Later on, David received the ark to Zion, the city of David.
而在接下来，他也得到这座城，将它称之为大卫之城。
The ark of God was put in a tent.
而那时候，神的约柜被放在帐幕之中。
And David himself lived in a palace.
而大卫却住在皇宫里。
At that time, he felt very bad. If you go out, this is not right.
这时候他心里觉得非常的不安，他觉得这是不对的。
Shall we turn to 2 Samuel chapter 7?
请翻到撒母耳记下。
2 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记下第七章。
Verse 2.
撒母耳记下第七章第二节。
Then the king said to Nathan the prophet,See now, I dwell in the house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside tent curtains. David don't feel comfortable concerning this situation.
在面对这件事情，大卫觉得非常的不安。
In the New Testament, the Lord Jesus gave us two commandments, right?
在新约里面，主耶稣给了我们两条诫命。
What is the first commandment?
第一条诫命是什么呢？
Steve from Elizabeth. What is the Lord Jesus Christ's first commandment in New Testament?
在新约里面，神
The concluding commandment is two commandments, right?
在
Thank you. How about the second one?
那第二条诫命又是什么？
Anyone? Enoch. This is a very interesting sentence. Love your neighbor as yourself.
在第二条诫命说要当爱人如己。
How do you know that if we love God with our best?
我们怎么知道我们是尽心尽性的爱神呢？
I think another way to look at it is that how do you love yourself?
我想另外一种方向，我们可以看我们如何爱自己。
If we use the way we love ourselves to love God, I think we try our best already.
我想如果我们能够用爱自己的方法来爱神，我们就是尽了全力了。
Because everybody loves themselves.
因为每个人都爱自己。
So David thinks, have a comparison. Look.I live in such a wonderful place, right?
所以在这里，大卫王做了一个比较。他说：“我住在这么豪华的地方。”
And then the ark is in tent. It's not fair.
但是神的殿却在帐幕里面，这是不公平的。
Therefore, he intended to build a temple for the Lord.
所以他决定要为神的约柜来盖圣殿。
Again, love your neighbor as yourself is a very interesting sentence. I talked to my wife about this, right?
有时候我会跟我的太太，我会跟我太太说
，You know, I need to love you as if I like myself.
我和他说，我必须要爱你，像我爱自己一般。
You cannot accept me to love you like the neighbor loves his wife.
我想你并不能接受说我用我爱你的方法，就像我的邻居爱他太太一样。
See.My neighbor has a very interesting way to love his wife.
因为我的邻居他爱太太的方法非常的特殊。
He is a very sweet guy.
他是一个很会说好听话的男人。
He always call his wife honey, sweetheart.、Right?
他总是叫他的太太甜心。
I cannot do that.
但是我说不出口。
I have hard time to talk to my wife in Chinese. I love you.
我甚至于没有办法对着我的太太用中文说我爱你。
I can English is easier, I guess.
我想用英文说，用英文来表达比较简单。
But Chinese, I love you is a very strange sentence to me.
但是如果用中文说我爱你这个词对我来说是非常的生疏。
When my wife see my landlord, I used to live in New York. See my landlord.
当我住在纽约的时候，我太太看到我的房东。
Love his wife so much because he is a very sweet guy.
当他看到我的房东对他的太太非常的好。
I guess she admire that kind of husband. I guess.
我想我的太太会非常羡慕这样的夫妻生活。
But I try. I really try.
但是我真的尽力了。
I really practice. Want to practice to call honey and dear something like that.
我甚至于在家里不断的练习要怎么样对她说亲爱的。
But when I lie down over there trying to practice.
但是当我躺在床上想要练习的时候
，keep calling dear, dear, dear.
我就说，我就开始叫她 dear.
But later on, it comes out to be dear, lion.Tiger, butterfly.
接下来呢，各种奇奇怪怪的词也就一个个跑出来了。
So again, it's not me.
这不是我。
But how do I love myself?
我是怎么样爱自己的呢
？I share with my how do I love myself?
我向你们分享我怎么样来爱自己。
No, I'm not going to share with you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I tell. She should expect the way that I love myself, you know, to love her, because everybody is different.
因为每个人都不一样，而他却期望我用爱自己的方式来爱他。
Let's say if David did not live in a palace.
我想，如果大卫王没有住在王宫中
，He lived in a regular house.
他住在一个普通的平房。
But he still think that how can God's, you know, ark live in a tent? He got to live in a house.
那时候他就会想，怎么可以让神的约柜在待在帐篷里？应该要住在房子里才行。
I think God will cherish that kind of love too.
我想，即使这样的爱，神也会很珍惜。
So, loveGod as you love yourself.
所以我们要爱神，就像我们爱自己一般。
And then God rejected David's request.
但是接下来神拒绝了大卫要为他建殿的建议。
Second Samuel chapter 7 verse 3.
请翻到撒母耳记下第七章第三节。
7:3.
撒母耳记下第七章第三节。
Then Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you." Verse 4.
第四节。
But it happened that night.The word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, 5. Go and tell my servant David, that says the Lord, would you build a house for me to dwell in? 6. For I have not dwelt in a house since the time that I brought the children of Israel up from Egypt, even to this day, but have moved about in a tent and in a tabernacle. 7. Wherever I have moved about with all the children of Israel, have I ever spoken a word?To anyone from the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying that, why have you not built me a house of cedar? 8.
第八节。
Now therefore thus shall you say to my servant David, that says the Lord of the host, I took you from the sheepfold. I guess that's good enough. I mean, my point is that, if you continue reading it, too many verses to read, right? The Lord reject him.Concerning his good heart.
在这里，我们看到神将大卫的一番好意拒绝了。
See, sometimes people cannot bear with it.
有时候我们可以看到人并不能接受别人的拒绝。
There's a Chinese saying, 本是将心比明月，奈何明月照沟渠。You use your heart, right? Compare with you admire the moon, right? But the moon do not reflect to your admiration. The moon shine to the French, right? Ditches, smelling one, and you feel very sad. How come I treat you so good, but you do not treat me the same way in return.
在以前有一种说法，就是说，如果你用你的心，你非常的轻羡天上的明月，并且非常的喜爱，但是明月并不会将光亮照在你身上，而是照在路旁的水沟。
Then you feel very sad.
这时候你就感到非常的失望。
It is true when Cain's offering was not accepted, his face.Countenance changed. It became very angry.
我们知道，当该隐的献祭不得悦纳的时候，他变了脸色。
It is true that when King Saul, the Lord wanted to take back his kingship, he hold on it. He cannot give up.
我们知道，当神决定要将扫罗王的王权收回的时候，扫罗王没有办法放下。
So when we were rejected, usually we feel very upset.
所以当我们被拒绝的时候，我们感到非常的生气。
Do you know that we love to ordain more ministers in our church?
你知道我们希望能够按立更多的传道吗
？We hope that we can ordain more ministers.
我们希望能够按立更多的传道。
But the process itself is a trial too.
但是在整个案例的过程当中，就是一个考验。
Because in order to be a deacon, that person got to go through 2/3 of church council.
如果要被案例成一个执事，必须要经过要经过负责人会2/3投票通过。
Approval by GA council.
再要接着要经过总会负责人会的同意。
2/3 of church congregation vote.
还要再经过2/3的信徒大会表决同意。
It is not easy.
这并不是一个简单的
事。Some people might get rejected on the processes.
有些人甚至于会在过程当中被拒绝了。
It is going to be very hurt.
这时候会非常的受伤。
And it is true in our church history, we see that someone simply, you know, go through many processes but cannot be ordained.
甚至于在教会历史当中，也有许多人在经历这一些过程里，却没有办法被安立。
Yet they.Insist to serve the Lord.
但是这些人仍然执意来服侍神。
Rejected yet, they insist to love God.
他们即使被拒绝，仍然执意要继续爱神。
This is the heart of David.
这就是大卫的心。
Please turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 22.
请翻到历代志上。
1 Chronicles chapter 22.
历代志上22章。
Verse 1-4.
历代志上22章第一节到第四节。
1-4. Then David said, "This is the house of the Lord God; that this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel." So David commanded together the alliance who was in the land of Israel, and he appointed masons to cut.Hew stones and build the house of God. And 3. And David prepared iron in abundance for the nails of the doors, for the nails of the doors of the gates, and for the joints and bronze in abundance beyond measure. Verse 4. And cedar trees in abundance for the Sidonians, and those from Tyre brought much cedar wood to David. So you can see that David did not give up.
我们这里看到大卫并没有放弃。
Even though he cannot do things in the front, he do things at the back.
即使他不能够做幕前的工作，但是他仍然能做幕后的准备工作。
A lot of young men like to do something that people can see.
有时候，一个年轻人喜欢在众人面前来做事。
For example, the job concerning leading hymns or playing pianos.
像是我们喜欢来领诗或者是诗琴。
But not too many people maybe like to clean bathroom or washing dishes.
但是或许不是很多人喜欢清扫厕所或者洗碗。
But actually, all of them are equally important.
但是我们要知道这两件事是一样重要的。
So David hide himself and do the preparation work.
所以在这里，大卫隐藏自己，并且致力于准备的工作。
A lot of people rather help the senior person, not the little one.
有时候有些人宁愿帮助年长者，而不愿意帮助年幼的。
But over here, we can see that David helped the little one, King Solomon, to continue this kind of jobs.
但是这里我们看到大卫是为年幼的所罗门来做这种预备的工作。
Even though he do these things at the back, behind the scenes, But still, the Lord remembered him.
即使他做的这些都是幕后没有人看到的工作，但是神仍然纪念他。
So, brother and sister, today the Lord might reject us for us to serve something.
所以今天弟兄姐妹，神可能会拒绝我们所要服侍他的方法。
Again, the Lord still cherish our little heart.
但是神仍然珍惜我们的心。
We may not do everything, like the major characters.
我们或许没有办法像一些圣经中的伟人一样做这么多的事。
But we always can be the minor characters.
但是我们总是能够在小事上做圣工。
We can always be the supporting power to help people.
我们总是能够在帮助人的事上做一个助力。
Sometimes I admire the servitude of Barnabas.
有时候我非常钦佩巴拿巴的服侍精神。
Paul was younger than Barnabas, I think.
我想我在猜想保罗比巴拿巴更年轻。
It is Barnabas who called Paul out to serve.
巴拿巴带保罗出来服侍神。
But in application, you can see that Barnabas always do the things that behind the scenes that Paul do the front that people you know admire Paul's abilities.
但是我们可以看到，大部分的时候都是巴拿巴做幕后的工作，而大家都是亲羡保罗的能力。
So,Are we willing to be the minor characters?
我们是不是愿意做那比较不显眼的人呢？
Once upon a time, there was a girl, excitingly talked to mom. Mom, please come to see my play.
有一次有一个小女生非常兴奋地告诉她妈妈说，请她妈妈来看她的表演。
Mom said, "What kind of play do you have?"
这妈妈回答说，这是什么样的表演呢？
She said, "The play is called London Bridge is Falling Down."
这个小女孩回答说。这个表演的这个节目的名称叫伦敦大桥，伦敦大桥倒下来。
The mom went there and watched the play.
所以妈妈就到场地去看了这场表演。
But did not see her baby.
但是她并没有看到自己的孩子。
Her little girl, right?
她没有看到她的小女儿。
Later on, she asked her little girl, "Where are you? I didn't see you."
在结束之后，她问小女孩说：“你在哪？我怎么没看到你？”
She said, "I'm the bridge."
这时候，小女孩说：“我就是那一座桥啊。”
You see the clothing cover me, right?The bridge was me.
你可以看到说有一个布幔遮住我，我就是那一座桥。
So、even though she prayed a hidden bridge, yet she was excited.、Huh?
即使说这个小女孩是演一个看不到的桥，但是她仍然非常的兴奋。
This should be our attitude to serve the Lord.
这是我们服侍神应有的精神。
With this kind of mentality and attitude, the Lord blessed David.
因为有着这样的想法跟这样的精神，所以神祝福大卫。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 7.
请翻到撒母耳记下第七章。
2 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记下第七章。
There are certain blessings that the Lord gave to David.
我们知道神有特别赐给大卫一些福气。
7 verse 9.
撒母耳记下第七章第九节。
And I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have cut off all your enemies from before you, and have made you a great name, like the name of the great men who are on the earth. First of all, the Lord promised him that he is going to overcome all of his enemies.
在这里，首先神应许他，他将要胜过一切的仇敌。
Can I give you a homework, please?
我这里要给大家一个功课。
Can you study the 2 Samuel and list all the enemies that David have conquered.
我希望大家能够看撒母耳记下，并且找出大卫所攻克的所有敌人。
This is a group project like you did before.
这是一个团体的作业，像我们之前做的一样。
Then you draw a map concerning David's territory.
接下来，请大家能够画一张地图，包含大卫所拥有的领土。
Then you compare the territory.With the promise that the Lord promised Abraham concerning Abraham's descendants' territory.
在画完这张地图之后，请大家再和神当初应许亚伯拉罕的那一块应许之地的大小来做个比较。
So you can see that David's kingdom is almost reach the territory that God already.Promise Abraham.
这样我们就会发现大卫的国家的领土已经将近神所应许亚伯拉罕的领土的大小。
So when he tried to build a house for God's tent, he never thought of that the Lord might give him some blessing to him.
当大卫要为神盖圣殿的时候，他并没有想说神会赐给他任何的福气。
Just like when Solomon asked for wisdom, he didn't expect the Lord will give him other blessing rather than wisdom. For example, the Lord bless him with a lot of fortunes.
就像所罗门在向神求智慧的时候，并没有期待说神会赐给他其他各样的福气。
So indeed, if every one of us seek the kingdom and righteousness of God first, many, many other things.Will be given to us.
所以，如果我们每个人能够都先求神的国、神的义，这样神的各样福气都会临到我们。
You can hear from brothers and sisters' testimony.
我们可以从其他弟兄姐妹的见证当中都可以听到。
Those who love God will never be disappointed.
那些爱神的并不会失望。
Then the Lord promised him with to give him great name.
而接下来，神应许大卫要使他得大名。
So I share with you, David was a very famous person in human beings' history.
我们知道大卫在人类历史当中是个非常有名的人。
毛泽东 is also very famous.
毛泽东也是非常有名的。
But after his death, people drag his body up and whip his body.
而但是在他
is it 鞭尸？
但是在他死后，人却把他从棺材里面拖出来，并且鞭尸。
Is it true? I heard this, huh?
这是我听说的，不太确定是不是真的。
Chiang Kai-shek was a famous person in my country.
在我的国家，蒋介石是个非常有名的人。
But after another party come out, I figure out some people are... Maybe I should not talk about this. This is politics.
这是政治，所以我就不多说了。
Anyway, maybe we can talk about Iraq.
我们或许能够谈伊拉克。伊拉克吧。
Since we are all Chinese people, right? We don't talk about. Saddam Hussein, after he stepped down, he is famous in his country, I believe. What happened to his status?
就像撒旦，就像胡森，Saddam Hussein， 像胡森在他的国家，自从他失去他的地位之后，他变成什么样了
？So people may be great in their lifetime.
或许有些人在他们在世的时候是非常伟大的。
May not be great after their death.
但是在他们死后却不一定。
But the Lord Jesus gives us another concept.
但是神却给我们另外一种想法。
We shall not be happy because we are able to cast out demons.
我们不要因为能够赶出魔鬼而感到高兴。
We shall be happy that our name is listed in heavenly kingdom.
而是要为了我们的名记在永生的簿上而感到高兴。
Brother sister, after you got baptized, your name is the book of life.
我们各位弟兄姐妹，当我们受洗之后，我们的名字就在生命簿上。
If you serve the Lord, you have a lot of recording concerning your deeds.
如果你服侍神，在你的名字底下就会有很多的记录。
We shall be continue on this heavenly journey and do not depart from it.
我们必须要一直走在这个得救的正路上，从来不离开。
Because I overheard a testimony testified by the other pastor.
有一次我听到另外一个传道做的见证。
He says that there was a young man from maybe Australia or New Zealand.
那时候他说有一个年轻人好像从澳洲或者是纽西兰来的。
He left the Lord and wandered away for a long time.
这个年轻人离开神很长的一段时间。
And then suddenly, when he come back to the Lord, in one of prayer, the Lord showed him the book of life.
而当他回来之后，在他一次祷告之中，神显现生命书给他看。
He tried to look for his life, his name.
他在这生命册上想要找他的名字。
And find out his name is very blurred, almost going to be disappeared.
他发现说他的名字非常的不清楚，好像快要消失了。
So it is true, we shall be very careful that.Our name is listed in the book of life.
所以这是实在的，我们要必须非常小心，确定我们的名字有记在生命册上。
I also heard a testimony from a senior sister.
我也听到有一位年长的姐妹做见证。
And it is a true story.
这是一个真实的故事。
And 89-year-old grandmother did not believe in Jesus Christ for all her life.
一个89岁的老太太一辈子都不相信神。
And the 91-year-old husband was a firm believer.
而他91岁的先生却是一个非常虔诚的信徒。
One day the husband died.
有一天这个先生过世了。
And the wife cried and cried beside him.
而这个老太太在他先生旁边不停地哭泣。
Suddenly the husband wake up.
而在时候他的先生突然从死里又活过来。
And tell her.
而这时候先生告诉他
I just go to heavenly kingdom
我刚刚到了天国
I check the book of life
我刚查过了生命册
Your name is not over there
但是你的名字没有在上面
You have to believe in Jesus Christ
你一定要来信主耶稣基督
You got to receive water baptism
你一定要受洗
After saying that he died again
在说完之后，他倒下来又死了。
I think this story occurred three or four years ago. This is a true story.
这是一个真实的事，大概发生三到四年前。
And then because of that, this old sister got baptized the following year.
也是因为这件事，所以这位老姐妹在隔年就受洗了。
The Lord gave David a great name on earth, but He gave us a great name in heaven.
神给大卫在世上有大名，同时他也让我们的名字被记在天国。
The greatest blessing, actually, we call it Davidic covenant. Obtaining the Davidic covenant, huh?
我们能够得到最大的福气，就是要得到那永生的。
No, David got a covenant, special covenant. Remember that we talk about there are five major topics in the Second Samuel.
我们提到说，在撒母耳记下有五个重点。
王城约国 ，right? King. City, we talk about Zion, right? We talk about king, we talk about Zion. The covenant, 王城约 and kingdom, and another one is affectionate, right? So this is the covenant that the Lord gave to David. Very, very precious covenant.
这里我们提到的是大神所应许大卫一个非常宝贵的约。
If you read the Bible by yourself, the covenant says that basically your descendants will be king forever and ever.
如果我们读圣经的话，圣经上对大卫的应许是说，你的子孙将永远做王。
Please read chapter 7 verse 12.
请看第七章十二节。
Chapter 7 verse 12.
撒母耳记下第七章十二节。
When your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers.I will set up your seed after you who will come from your body. And I will establish his kingdom. 13. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. And if he commits iniquities, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the blows of the sons of men. But my mercy shall notDeparted from him, as I took it from Saul, when I removed from before you. This is so precious, such a wonderful blessing to King David.
这是对大卫王一个非常珍贵的应许。
When David, at that time, we know that David became a king at age 30, right?
我们知道大卫王在三十岁的时候登基做王。
36.5, he became the king of Israel.
在36岁的时候，他作为以色列的王。
I don't know how old is him right now. Probably around 40 years old, right?
我想他这个时候大概40岁左右。
About my age.
大概是我的年纪。
When you live to my age, brother and sister, the only concern in your life, for example, me, right? The only concern about my life right now, personal life, actually is my children.
我想当你们活到我的年纪的时候，你们就会发现，在这个年纪，你唯一在意的就是你的小孩。
Is that right, Bob? Your father too, right?It is true. It is true.
这是真实的。
I mean, I'm sorry to take me for example, but I can only speak for me, right? For myself, right?
我在这里只能用我自己来作为一个例子。
I already give up the world.
这时候我已经放弃这个世界。
Since I become a pastor, I mean, I don't fight outside or there in this world anymore.
当我成为一个传道的那一刻起，我就不再为了外面的世界来奋斗。
But this one thing I really care.
但是有一件事我非常的在意。
I hope that the Lord do not only bless me.
我希望神并不是只有祝福我。
The Lord can bless my children.
我希望神也能够祝福我的孩子。
In the future, my children's children.
甚至于说我孩子的孩子。
I believe this is every father's heart.
我相信这是每一个父亲的希望。
I believe this is your father's heart too.
我也相信这是你们父亲的希望。
So when David heard about this, wow, God treat me differently from King Saul, you know? When King Saul made mistakes, period, it's gone, no more. I mean, his descendants, right? Not king anymore.
这时候大卫心里一定想说，神对我真的是不一样。当扫罗王犯罪的时候，神就弃绝他。
But the Lord says that, you know, my descendants will be king forever.
但是神却应许我，我的子孙将要永远做王。
And it is true.
这也是真实的。
When God tried to forsake David's descendants,
当神要放弃弃绝大卫的子孙
God still remember the covenant he made with David
神仍然记得他和大卫所立的约
So leave him to tribes to control over
所以甚至留下
leave his descendants to tribes control over
所以神留下两个支派让大卫的子孙来掌控
And then Jesus Christ came out from the descendant of David
而接下来主耶稣基督也是从大卫的子孙所出
So he keep hearing from the New Testament the term what is the term?Son of David, Son of David. People call Jesus Son of David. Why? Because it is a new messiahship. Messiahship, new messiahship came from David's root.
所以在新约里面，我们可以常常听到大卫的子孙用这种称呼来称呼主耶稣基督。
This is really abundant, bountiful, really amazing grace.
这是非常丰盛的慈爱以及恩典。
I think this will be test. Maybe we read the.C25, I don't chance to write on the board.
我们先来看笔记的 C25.
Concerning the development of the prophecy or of the covenant or of the promising, okay?
这里提到有关于预言的发展。
First is to Adam, and the promise is to a general statement talking about Adam's descendants will live on the face of the earth.
在第一个应许是对亚当，只是一个非常平常，是对他所有的子孙将要活在这个世上。
And the Lord will bless them. This is Genesis chapter 1 verse 28.
在创世纪第一章二十八节，神会祝福他们。
This is very general.
这是非常很普遍性的。
But when God talked to Abraham concerning the blessing, God says that Abraham, your descendants will become a big nation.
但是当神对亚伯拉罕说的时候，却是针对亚伯拉罕的子孙要成为大国。
Later on, Abraham's grandson become Israel. That is Jacob, another name.
接下来，亚伯拉罕的孙子雅各又被改名叫以色列。
So it is a big country.
接下来，他们成为一个大国。
So the blessing come to this country. This is descendants of Abraham.
而神的恩典也降在亚伯拉罕的子孙身上。
Later on, Jacob, right?
接下来是应许是对雅各。
When in Genesis chapter 49, Jacob says that the tribe of Judah will become the king.
在创世纪四十九章说到雅各的十二支派里面，犹大会成为王。
You notice that, right? Maybe we shall read that one. Genesis chapter 49.
请看创世纪四十九章。
49, verse 8.
创世纪四十九章第八节。
Becky, would you please read?
Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's son will bow down to you.
Continue.
You are a lion's cub, O Judah. You
第九节。第十节。
See, so you can see that the scepter and ruler's staff, this concerns the ruling. So this promise is to the tribe of Judah. Kingship was promised to the tribe of Judah.
这里看到杖臂不离他两脚之间，意思就是说王权要在犹大这个支派里。
And there are many people in the tribe of Judah. Later on, this blessing come to David's family.
甚至在犹大的家族里面都有许多许多不同的人，而接下来这个恩典是临到大卫的家。
So this is really a wonderful blessings that the Lord gave it to David.
这实在是神对大卫一个极大的恩典以及祝福。
Again, let's review what's going on. What do we discuss so far?
我们再一次来看看我们到底讨论了些什么。
David said, "Lord, I want to build a house." Build you a house.
大卫说：“主啊，我想为你盖一座房子。”
The Lord said, "Thank you, but no, thank you."
但是主却对他说：“谢谢你，但是不用。”
But because your heart, I'm going to bless you with the Messiah covenant.
但是因为你的心，所以我要将应许的弥赛亚降生在你的子孙
之中。So, brothers and sisters, what does this try to teach us?
我们弟兄姐妹，这里神要告诉我们什么呢？
If every one of us truly have a sincere, loving heart toward Jesus Christ,
如果我们每个人都能有很真实爱神的心。
The blessing will be abundant from the Lord.
那我们就能够从神那领受极大的荣耀以及恩典。
Our Lord is really easily to be moved, very easy to be touched.
我们的神是非常容易被感动的。
Like the Lord says that he never requests himself to live in a big house.
就像这里说，主从来没有期望自己要住在一个大房子里。
But if we truly show our love, the Bible says that.He will really be touched by our love.
但是这里圣经也说到，如果我们真的用心来爱神，他会被我们的心所感动。
Song of Songs, verse 4, verse 9, chapter 4, verse 9.
Songs.
Song of Songs.
请翻到雅歌。雅歌四。
Chapter 4.
雅歌第四章。
Verse 9.
雅歌第四章第九节。
Chapter 4, verse 9.
雅歌第四章第九节
You have ravished my heart, my sister, my spouse. You have ravished my heart with one look of your eyes, with one link of your necklace. Ravish means what? Cherish, right?
这里说到
Right? Is it?
Stolen.
Steal my heart.
这里说到你偷取了我的心。
This you refer to God. God says that just with your eyesight, just one look, you steal my heart.
这里说到你只是用你的眼睛看我，你就夺走了我的心。
This is how merciful, how tender, how loving God's heart is.
这是我们可以看到神的心是多么的，多么的。多么的慈爱
The necklace in Chinese version is a golden necklace because you are purified already and you show your love to the Lord.
在这里也说到这个金链因为我们已经得着洁净了。
So, brother and sister, we shall never lose confidence of God's love.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，我们绝对不能对神失去盼望。
The other day, we hear a testimony from Sister Peggy concerning how she received Holy Spirit.
想到我们也有听到，Peggy 姐妹有谈到她如何得到圣灵。
In order to receive Holy Spirit, she said that she'd rather trade her voice, even though she cherished her voice very much.
就像她所见证的，为了要得着圣灵，她宁愿用她的声音来交换。
She'd determined to dedicate herself to the Lord.
他也下决心要将自己献给神。
Decided to fast for 3 days.
他决心要三天禁食。
But the second day, the Lord has been touched already.
但是在第二天，神已经被他的心所感动。
The Lord gave the Holy Spirit to him.
神将圣灵赐给他。
So when you read the Bible, we can see that, you know, God's heart is so tender and so loving.
我们可以看到，在读圣经里面，我们看到神的心是多么的慈爱。
Let us never give up on the Lord.
我们对神不要失去盼望。
This is a conclusion of a little dedication, bountiful blessing.
我们要在这里结束这个寸心为主，万福临门这个题目。
Let's turn to page 27.
请翻到二十七页。
Of course, after David knew the news from the Lord concerning the blessing, he really thankful.
我们也知道，在大卫听到神的赐福之后，他非常的感谢。
He sat in front of the Lord and give thanks to the Lord.
他在神的面前表达他的感激之情。
You can read the note by yourself. This is C26, right?
在这是记载在 C26, 我们可以自己读。
Now I'd like to talk about David's affectionate.
我们这里要讲到大卫的情感问题。
We mentioned that David was a shepherd boy. He has a lot of love.
我们之前说到大卫是个牧羊童。他是非常的感性
，so he wrote a lot of psalms.
所以他写了许多的诗。
But the Bible also mentioned one of his marriage is not quite a successful marriage.
但是圣经当中也记载他的一次婚姻并不是非常的顺利。
That is his marriage with Michal 米甲。
这里说这那就是他跟米甲的婚姻。
I think.The failure of this marriage is doomed, because later on when he took the wife back, the wife already belonged to other people.
我想这个婚姻是非常的结局是非常不好的，因为当他再次夺回他太太时，他太太已经属于别人了。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 16.
请翻到撒母耳记下。
David requests Isibosheth that the only condition for him to make peace with him is that they return Michal back to him.
这时候大卫向其他人说，如果你们要跟我立和平的约，就要将我太太还我。
But what's going on at that time? 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 15 and 16.
请翻到撒母耳记下第三章15节16节。
Scott, would you please read?Yes. See, I think Michal had a very, how do you describe him? Very loving husband.
我想在这里我们看到米甲他有一个非常爱他的丈夫。
See, when Michal was trying to summon back, right? He followed her at the back and crying and crying, oh, please don't go, something like that, right?
当大卫要米甲回来的时候，他的丈夫在后面一直跟着，并且一直的哭泣。
This is the, in Chinese, 这是天下第一痴情男子。How do you say that in English? This is number one,痴情男子
foolish man?
Not foolish, not foolish. 痴情就是whipped, 痴情痴就是痴就是不是痴呆的痴啦 也是痴呆的痴啦但是情是情感的情 How do you say that in English? Meaning that he is really okay, he is really a loving husband. Yeah.
他是一个非常有感情的丈夫
If a ladyhas a wonderful husband before, and now she was forced to marry other person. I think, how can you see the future marriage, the second marriage will be a wonderful marriage?
如果说
I mean, that's put it away. Brother, you love a sister very much.
我们这样子说吧，如果说有个弟兄他非常的喜欢一个姐妹
，but that sister already feel that another gentleman love her very much.
但是这个姐妹却感觉到有别人非常的爱她
And her heart also belongs to that gentleman
她的这个姐妹的心也在另外一个别人的身上
But because, you know, political reason or financial reason or green card reason whatever reason, okay? You just need this lady to marry you
但是有可能是因为经济上的问题或者是身份上的问题或者其他的关系你还是要这个姐妹来嫁给你
And because you have powerYou use your power to get this lady.
而因为你有这个方法，你有办法能够逼着这个姐妹来嫁给你。
I think the marriage is doomed before it starts.
我想在还没开始之前，这段婚姻就是注定要失败的。
Don't you think so?
你不认同吗？
Second point.
第二点。
If a person dates too many person.
我想如果有一个人和许多不同的人交往。
Like Michal has one husband and then they are married to other person. Not assuming that this is a dating situation. She date, for example, two person.
我们就想说，像有一个人如果和两个人同时在约会
Not at the same time.
他和两个不同的人约会
Then later on, after you got married, you always think about how was the other person, what is his character. You unconsciously, you always compare your present one with your ex, right?
那你如果在跟其中一个结婚之后，我想不自觉的会常常和之前没最后没有在一起的其他人做比较，会想其他人是怎么样呢
？So I really suggest you to not fool around on purpose.
所以我在这里强烈的建议大家不要在感情上的事情玩火。
Because if a person really fall around on purpose after you get married, come on, there are too many unnecessary comparison and thoughts and memory will start in your mind.
因为如果一个人和太多不同的人有感情上的纠纷，那在结婚之后，我想他会有许多不必要的烦恼以及很多困惑。
This is something you got to seriously think about it, I think.
我想这是我们大家都必须要很严肃的去思考的问题。
I think Michal's heart was not there, even though she came back to David.
我想在即使米甲回到大卫身边，他的心却没有与大卫同在。
Therefore, she tends to find fault.
所以他也想要找大卫的的差错。
This story this is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 6. After David received the ark into the tent already.
就是我们现在可不可以再看到在撒母耳记下第六章，当大卫带着约柜回来。
And then David blessed the people that participate these jobs.
而大卫也祝福那些有参与将约柜运回来的工人，给他们祝福。
Then he went home and tried to bless his family member.
接着大卫回到家要祝福他的家人。
What did Michal say at that time?
这时候米甲对大卫说了什么呢？
Verse 20.
第二十节。
Chapter 6, verse 20.
撒母耳记下第六章二十节。
Then David returned to bless the household, and Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, How glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of men of his servants as one of the best fellows, shamelessly uncovered himself. 21. So David said to Michal, It was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all his house.And appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will play music before the Lord. 22. And I will be even more undignified than this, and will be humbled in my own sight. But as for the maidservants of whom you have spoken, by them I will be held in honor. 23. Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul,had no children to the day of her death. Verse 23 is a very polite indication, conservative indication, talking about David and Michal did not sleep together anymore.
在23节这里是用一种非常含蓄的手法来提到说大卫和米甲并没有发生，并再也没有发生关系了。
This is a very sad ending, as a matter of fact.
这是一个非常不好的结局。
Three lessons we can learn after you get married. I think you have to pay attention to the issue of communication.
这里有三件事我们可以学习。第一，在我们结婚之后，对于互相沟通要花多点心思。
Michal was very harsh with her word.
在这里，米甲他所用的话是非常尖锐的。
He ridiculed David concerning her action.
他嘲笑大卫的行为。
You are shamelessly exposing yourself like like those lowly person, right?
在这里说到以色列王在臣仆的婢女面前露体，如同轻贱人无耻露体一般。
In the future, you know that if your spouse try to pick on you, sometimes you will react too.
我们知道在以后婚姻上，如果你的另外一半要找你麻烦，那你有时候你也会反击。
Therefore, David simply, say something, some angry word, to retaliate.
所以在这里，大卫用很激烈的话来回答他的太太。
So therefore, we should be careful with our words.
所以我们对自己所说的话要非常注意。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18.
请翻到箴言。
Proverbs 12:18.
箴言第十二章十八节。
A rash speaker is like piercing of a sword. If we speak with sharp word, it will hurt and kill other person.
这里说到说话浮躁的如刀刺人。
I shared this in one of my sermon. Shared this topic in one of my sermon. This indeed a pastor who wrote a book.
一次讲道当中也用了这个题目。
This pastor wrote a book. The name is called "Emotionally Hurt," 情绪伤害。
有一个传道也用这个名字来写了一本书，叫做《情绪伤害》。
You recall that when he was a little kid?
他是说到说，当他是孩子还是一个小孩的时候。
how the school teachers insulted him.
他里面提到他的老师是怎么样的羞辱他。
Because in Taiwan, every morning when they go to school, they have assembly in the morning.
因为在台湾的时候，每天早上都有朝会。
And over there, they have to practice some soldier courses, right?
而在早上朝会的时候，都要做军操。
And the teacher will say, turn left or turn right.
这时候老师就会叫学生向左转或是向右转。
But this guy tall and stand in the middle, he simply do not know where is left and where is right.
但是这个人他却站在中间，他也对左右搞不清楚。
He simply turned into the wrong direction.
他就转向错的方向。
And therefore the teacher asked him to come to the podium.
这时候老师叫他到讲台上，到司令台上。
In front of hundreds of people.
在几百人面前。
The teacher said, "You pigs, you stupid pigs."
这时候老师就叫他笨猪。
You did not even know where is left and where is right.
你连左右都搞不清楚吗
？And he stepped on me in front of people.
他就在众人的面前打他。
And that really hurts.
而这也对这个孩子造成很大的伤
害。And that hurts remained with him with all until his old age.
这个伤害一直跟随他到他年老的时候。
So he says that when he was 40 some years old.I overheard that teacher died in car accident.
当这时候，这书上也说到，当他在四十几岁的时候，他听到这个打他的老师死在一次车祸当中。
But he did not feel any sorry at all.
他并没有感到任何的悲伤。
On the other hand, he feel a little bit happy.
他甚至于心里感到有一点快意。
Because he was insulted in the public.
因为他在众人面前被羞辱了。
So we have to be very careful with our words.
所以我们对自己所说的话要很小心。
Who, when you speak harsh word, who do you speak to most of the time? Who do you speak to with harsh word?
当你说一些伤害人的话，通常你是对谁说呢？
Usually it's your parents, right?
通常是对着你的父母。
The most close one.
都是你最亲近的人。
After you got married, you departed from your parents.
当你结婚之后，你离开你的父母。
Do you know usually when you say harsh word, who do you say to?
那你知道当你说一些尖锐伤害人的话，都是对谁呢？
Maybe you're too young for this lesson, huh?
或许这个题目对你们来说，你们还太小。
Be very careful. Usually, we share harsh word to the one we love most.
但是我们要知道，常常我们所说最伤害的人，说伤害人的话，都是对我们所最爱的人说的。
This is something that we have to think about it.
这是我们必须要好好想想的。
Concerning speech or communication, let's turn to another verse.
我们来看另外一个经节。
Proverbs 15 verse 4.
请翻到箴言第十五章
，Proverbs 15 verse 4。
箴言第十五章是第四节。
Could you read in English, please?
15 verse 4.
Yeah. 15 verse 4.
Proverbs chapter 15 verse 4. The tongue that brings healing is the tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit.
The tongue really can what?
Bring healing.
Bring healing, huh?When you share, really, you can bring good feelings to other people.
当你和别人分享的时候，才能给别人带来一些好的感受。
I mean, between husband and wife, we shall always have time to share with one another.
就像一对夫妻，一定要找出时间来彼此沟通分享。
This afternoon, I was listening to Pastor TJ's sermon.
这个下午我在听，正传道的讲道。
He called his wife every day, right?
他每天都打电话给他太太。
And even though he ran out of words, right?
即使说他已经没有话可以说了。
But he still say I love you, right?
他仍然说太太我很爱你。
Once more time I was here helping wedding services.
有一次我在这里来帮忙筹备一次婚礼。
I did a survey.
我做了一个简单的调查。
I say, whoever did not regret after you got married, please raise your hand.
我就问大家说如果那些结了婚之后没有后悔的，请举手。
Two people raised their hands.
只有两个人举手。
One is Jackson who interpret for me.
一个就是 Jackson， 就是我的翻译。
There's no surprise for Jackson to say that.
这对我们来说并没有什么好讶异的。
Because he is newly wedded.
因为那时候他才刚结婚。
But I saw that Pastor TJ's wife sitting over there, she raised her hand too.
但是我这时候看到正传道的太太坐在最后面，她也举手了。
I figured, wow, unbelievable.
想说，这真是难以置信啊。
I co-work with Brother TJ, Pastor TJ in Hawaii.
我和郑传道在夏威夷一起工作。
And she will call his wife in front of me.
他也在我的面前打电话给他太太。
And he will say, I love you and so on and so forth, right?
他甚至于在我面前也会对他太太说，我很爱你。
And I feel chicken pox, not chicken pox.
我这时候就觉得全身都起鸡皮疙瘩。
Not chicken pox, how do you say it?Goosebump. It's goose, not chicken. That is not my type.
这个不是我的方法。
But you know, girls buy it, believe or not.
但是我们要相信女太太都会吃这一套。
Usually when Pastor TJ say he have nothing to say, right?
我们知道有时候郑传道跟我们说他对太太已经没有不知道要说什么。
But believe it or not, after spouse get along for a long time,
但是你们要相信我，在当一对夫妻在一起一段时间之后，
the depth of conversation is insignificant anymore.
那他们所谈
depth,
他们所谈的对话的深度就不再重要了。
The most important is you share the feeling, therefore the other people know that. I mean, you talk to each other, the other people always have a sense thatHe cares for me. When I need him, he is always there for me. That kind of link, that kind of connection is always there, even though the conversation is that profound.
甚至于说在一些沟通上，只是让对方能够感受到那种彼此关心、彼此在意的感受。
This is, I think, we need to talk to one another as a spouse.
我想我们和彼此说话也要像夫妻说话一般。
Pastor Tian was here before.
田传道之前有在这里。
He also shared a very interesting story.
他也分享了一个非常有意思的故事。
He says that once upon a time he had brought spouse fellowship.
在有一次呢，他主办了一个夫妻团契。
He will not the sister to share their feeling and the brother to share their feeling.
在这个团契当中，他们让先生并且让太太来分享自己的感受。
When the brother came up, he started to complain to his wife.
当这先生开始的时候，他们不断地对他们的太太抱怨。
He says that, you know, I work very hard.
他们说我工作得很辛苦。
And I don't mind eat leftover.
我并不在意吃剩菜剩饭。
But whenever I go home, I only find chicken neck and chicken butt left.
但是当我回家的时候，我只看到餐桌上只有鸡脖子跟鸡屁股。
The best part is gone.
最好的那一部分都没有了。
Oh, it's really, really unbelievable.
这是真的让我不敢相信的。
Then it is the sister's turn.
接下来换姐妹说话了。
When his wife came up, my sister kept shedding her tears.
这时候这个太太不断的哭泣。
Says that, oh, it's a misunderstanding.
这是一个误会。
You know, I still remember when you first get married 20 years ago.
这个太太说，我还记得在二十年前我们刚结婚的时候。
My husband told me that the best part of chicken is chicken neck and chicken butt.
那时候我一直记得说，我先生告诉我，一只鸡最好的部分就是鸡脖子跟鸡屁股。
Therefore, I always leave this to my husband.
所以因为这样子，我总是把这两个部分留给我先生。
They are married for 20 years.
他们已经结婚了二十年。
But later on, I guess the communication link has been disconnected.
但是我想，接下来他们夫妻中的沟通的方式却断绝了。
When you fall in love with a brother or sister,
当你和一位弟兄或姐妹陷入爱河。
Of course, I encourage you not to do that until you are almost graduate, right?
当然，我在这里要建议大家不要要等到你毕业之后再让这种事发生。
You always expect phone call from him or from her.
你会一直期待对方能够给你打电话来。
Oh, how wonderful is that kind of feeling? You just say one word, you got drunk already.
这种感受是多么的甜蜜，对方的一句话就让你飘飘然了。
But after you got married for several years,
但是如果当你结婚好几年之后，
please remember continue calling your wife or husband.
请你要记得要继续给你的另外一半打电话。
Communication is for sure very important.
沟通是非常重要的。
Speaking wonderful words at the right time is also very important.
同时在正确的时候说正确的话也是非常重要。
Proverbs chapter 25 verse 11.
请看箴言二十五章十一节。
Proverbs 25 verse 11.
箴言二十五章十一节。
帮我念。25:11.
Proverbs chapter 25 verse 11.A word applied spoken is like apples of gold in setting of silver.
A word well spoken is very beautiful.
一句话说的合宜是非常好的。
In between spouses, we always, especially brother, we need to learn how to catch the feeling of sisters.
在夫妻当中，尤其是对先生来说，我们要学习怎么样去感受另外一半的感觉。
Even though I'm not very good to say I love you.
即使说我对于向太太说我爱你这件事不太内行。
But I think I'm okay to catch my sister, my wife's feeling.
但是我想对于感受我太太的感觉，我还可以。
Just to make her happy, right?
这就是只是要让她感到高兴。
When sometimes she call me, right?
有时候她打电话给我。
I will try to say some 俏皮话, right?
我会说一些俏皮话。
我会说，哦，你这么快就想念我啦。Because I just departed from home, then she call me already, right?
有时候她，我才刚离开家，她打电话来，我就说，你这么快就想我了。
I think she's happy too, I guess.
我想她听到的时候，她也很高兴。
So speak the right words at the right time, to catch the feeling,
所以要在正确的时候说正确的话。
Some men are really like a piece of wood.
有时候，有的男生就像一块木头一样。
They truly do not know how to express themselves.
他们完全不知道怎么样表达自己的情感。
I don't know about women,
我不太清楚姐妹那边是怎么样。
Maybe sisters are better than men,
或许姐妹这方面比弟兄好。
The story is saying that, a couple who married for about 2-3 years.
有一个故事说，一对夫妻结婚了两三年。
And suddenly the husband called home saying that, wife, let's have dinner outside tonight.
有一天，先生突然打电话回来说，太太，我们今天晚上到外头吃饭吧。
Oh, the wife was very excited.
这时候太太非常的兴奋。
Because husband did not date her for a long time after they got married.
因为在结婚之后，先生已经很久没有约她出去了。
So she was thinking, is today our anniversary, or my birthday, or his birthday, or in-law's birthday, whatever.
所以这个太太就开始想说，今天难道是我们的结婚纪念吗？是我的生日吗？是他的生日吗？还是爸爸妈妈的生日？
So she went to do a makeup and put on the best clothes.
所以这个太太就化了妆，并且穿上最好的衣服。
And you know, go to the restaurant with the husband.
然后接下来她跟先生一起到餐厅去了。
She was very curious.
她非常的好奇。
What kind of occasion is today?
今天到底是什么样的特殊日子？
How come you treat me to such a wonderful restaurant?
你为什么带我来这么好的餐厅呢？
Please tell me.
请你告诉我。
Husband said, please don't ask.
这个先生说，请你不要问吧。
But the wife was very curious.
但是太太却是非的好奇心却是非常强盛。
Don't ask 啦。
先生说，请你不要问。
Please tell me.
太太说，请你告拜托你告诉我吧。
When do we conclude our service?